When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Good morning from Boston's Christmas Station with Magic 106.7. What's the decorating status at Sue Tabb's house? Your harvest
finished.
Stuff has got to be gone, right? That's
finished.
Over Thanksgiving.
Yes, that's over. Yes, as soon as Thanksgiving's over, this past weekend we got rid of all the harvest stuff, boxed that stuff up, put it back up in the attic, mm-hmm. and now all of the Christmas decorations are down and we're done decorating.
And do you oversee the installation of the Christmas decorations?
Oh, yes.
That's not even a question.
Sorry, what was I thinking?
I don't even think Tom just probably just puts it on the floor and walks away.
No, Tom's thing is the tree, and we're talking about the tree now, but Tom's thing is the tree. The tree is his. He does the lights. He sets it in the stand. He does all that. He loves the tree. I do all the other decorations, the mantle and everything else in the house.
The fireplace. It's happening in our house, too. We take longer than you. We do it in stages. Like, we move the stuff down, and it sits in boxes at the bottom of the stairs.
Once I move it down,
we get it all up and out.
Yeah.
We have to in our
mm-hmm.
house.
The Christmas tree, if you're putting up a holiday tree, that's the centerpiece of any self-respecting, decoration plan.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking, how do you keep it fresh? 617-655-1067 is our phone number at Magic 106.7. Hey, good morning. Did you get a tree just yet?
Yes, I do.
Is it up now?
It is. We got a real one yesterday.
Nice.
Oh.
Did you find any difference in the real trees this year? We've all been hearing that they're smaller, not as tall. They don't look as good because of the drought. Did you see any of that?
Yeah, I do feel like they're a little bit smaller this year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How big is yours?
It's still about 7.5 feet.
Oh, that's a good size
tree. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any difference, though? Does it look a little, less green or less full or less anything?
I just noticed that the branches don't seem as strong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you go to pick your tree, do you go with a group of people, your family, to pick out the one?
It's just me and my husband that go.
Mm-hmm. And do you have, certain things that you do when you're looking at them? Like, for me, I always put my hands in. I try to, pretend that I'm the weight of the ornaments on the branches to kind of feel it out and see, will this work? You look for holes. Do you have any kind of weird things you do before you decide?
Yeah, I like it to be nice and full. I kind of do the same. I make sure there's not a lot of big holes and, a lot of good branches for the heavier ornaments.
Yeah. Substantial ornaments. You want to make sure they've got support.
Always. Uh-huh. No, my family thinks I'm nuts. I'm always pressing down. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, we have a lot of heavy ornaments. You got to make sure it's going to hold it.
Hey, real quick, did you pay more for the tree this year than last year? I've heard they're also a little more expensive. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I would say probably about $15 from last year.
Okay. Keep it do you pour a can of Sprite in or 7-Up in? They say to do that when you first get the tree. Do you just use the water or the little packet they give you?
I just put a little sugar and warm water in.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. I got to do that. Yeah, I never knew that trick.
Good stuff. Enjoy that tree and enjoy Christmas, okay? Thanks for listening to Magic.
Mm-hmm. I never had heard that little trick and tip.
Thing?
Never.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Something about the sugar early on, it does something. And you have to do it the first day you bring the tree in.
Oh.
It's like the watering. If you miss a day.
So I can't do it now?
I did it last night.
It's still drinking.
Okay. Give it a try.
still drink. I do have a question, though. Do you do that every time you water the tree? Do you put sugar in it every time?
No. You just do it. You just do it in the beginning.
We put it up Saturday, so I feel like we could do it Sunday.
Well, I bet you'd be all right.
So I have a question. If I put sugar in last night, do I put Sprite in, at the end of this week, or is that too much?
It feels like that'd be a little much.
Yeah.
If you already put sugar in, you just put it in the beginning. And
that's it, and it'll be okay?
Time. The important thing is to keep it watered. Some people, we put a post up on Facebook, people were saying put warm water or hot water in it.
That's
night.
What we did.
You know, that you do it before, if you water your tree at night before you go to bed, put warm water in. I never did that.
That's what Steven said last night. He goes, room temperature, don't get it cold. I get freezing cold water every time I've been watering the tree my whole life. It's probably why it's always dead.
Yeah. I don't know what we do because Tom waters the tree, but I don't know what he puts on.
And don't miss a day on the watering.
No.
Because once you do, it's kind of like there's no recovery
once
from that.
Once it stops drinking,
you're done.
You can't get it to read.
Yeah. I always put my finger in to see how high up the water is.
I know. You stick your fingers in there. Dark, murky water with the pine needles in.
Yes. Like, always to see. Yeah, that's what I do.
Merry Christmas from Boston's Christmas Station, where Magic 106.7. David, Sue, and Kendra, good morning.